Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
DJ Academics is always in the headlines for one reason or another. Whether it's his conflict with artists like Freddie Gibbs and Saucy Santana, his controversial comments, revelations about his personal life, or the chaotic personality that he displays on social media. Although his whole job just revolves around reporting on hip-hop news and drama, he somehow managed to be labeled as the most hated man in the hip-hop genre. To the point that these days, it seems like people are trying to bring him down once and for all. Today, we're gonna showcase all of the events that led him to this unfortunate point. Starting with the time that he was called out by Nipsey Hussle in 2017. Over the years, Academics, real name Livingston Allen, went from a YouTuber on the fringes of hip-hop culture to becoming one of the biggest commentators that the culture has to offer. Along the way, he also became one of the most polarizing figures, with some users suggesting that the biggest mistake of our generation was making this clown one of the voices of it. But the disapproval of some of the audience outside of his infamous Dream Chat is only part of the problem. Because for a lot of artists, the way that Ak conducts his business is seen as in no way beneficial to the culture. Back in 2017, the now deceased Nipsey Hussle pretty much set the tone for this argument.
Yeah, he's a buster. He's a weirdo. He's a whooping ass in real life. He behind the camera, and you gotta just let clowns be clowns, man. Like, I was on Everyday Struggle, and I walked out just because, you know, I'm not a clown. I don't come from that world of like you make jokes about. We used to fuck up for trying to film fights. He got a little internet run he going on, but you know, we just gotta let himself destruct because he's on the path.
The only problem for those plotting on his downfall is that Ak has weathered every storm, even when he churned a whole city against him. Back when he was still at Rutgers University, Ak began making a documentary series on the inner city gang violence in Chicago, which is known as the War in Chi-Rap.
Check it out now. See? Thing is, don't plan on living more than 10 to 15, maybe 20 years. 25, you're pushing it. 30, you definitely a senior citizen, okay? At least in Chi-Rap.
Because he covered hip-hop, the argument was that this was about the emerging drill scene. But a lot of people he covered never picked up a mic in their lives. When discussing the purpose of the series, which ran for 3 years and got its own dedicated channel, Ak told Daily Dot that he wanted to show how stupid all of the violence was. You have to let people know that this is not even cool. This is ridiculous. You have to point out or use satire. And that's exactly what I've done. However, this comedic tone he used in the videos wasn't something that the people on the front lines or witnessing their friends lose their lives in O Block, Tuckerville, and the other areas involved appreciated. Eventually, he came face to face with someone from Chicago, and he took the chance to let the world know how the people on the ground really felt about him.
I wanted to slap you in your face, honestly. And I'm just seeing you here, so I'm like, this is a tame environment. So I would keep it to my words. Like, whatever made you feel like you had...
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
A space to have a perspective on our people dying on a daily basis. And I'm gonna tell you the truth, I really think you're a bitch. We're like, look at this, it's not a video game. That's the thing I grew up with, I've known since I was 5 years old. And to see you come on the internet with this corny little voice and make jokes about it, like, you know, I was waiting to see you.
To this day, Vic Mensa still hasn't been able to let this go, calling Axe Channel a parasitic platform in February of 2023. His sentiments about how Axe used the Shy have been echoed by other Chi-Town rappers like G Herbo and 600 Breezy.
You know what I'm saying? Academics always got me into some shit. Stop putting together and I'm gonna get up with you, Academics.
Although he managed to get some Chi-Town rappers onto his podcast over the years, such as Lil Durk, it's no surprise that he still has no plans to visit over fear of what would happen.
I ain't going to Chicago. You won't catch me in Chicago.
And that's because of the whole Warren Chirac stuff?
I think me covering Chicago, I've developed such a fear of it.
But when he's not getting heat for using a whole city's heartache to make his name, he's catching flack for his obsession with numbers. Over the years, Academics has been so preoccupied with first week sales to point that, to him, it eclipses any discussion about artistry or the quality of music.
And that's what the numbers do. The numbers just signifies who's consuming it. Let me ask you this question, right? This inherent question that goes outside music. If a tree falls in the woods and nobody hears, does it make a sound? If someone makes the most amazing music ever, but no one listens to it, is it that amazing?
It's a mindset like this that has done damage to his credibility and his relationship. Like when he infamously said a legend like Young Thug wasn't a big dog in hip hop because he sold under 100K. It also led to him losing an ally like NBA Youngboy, who was cool with him until he started going down that route with one of his projects.
This says Academics ain't like I give a f about numbers. I just dropped 2 weeks ago. This finna drop. Bitch, I know I ain't worried about no numbers. That's all you like to do is to get drunk and talk. That was gonna get you f***ed up.
But when it comes to Act getting into hot water after commenting on someone's numbers, they don't come more infamous than his beef with Freddie Gibbs. It all started after Freddie Gibbs threw some shade at his former label boss, Jeezy, on a podcast, claiming that he was irrelevant. Without being asked to, Academics waded into the conversation and claimed that it was actually Gibbs who was irrelevant.
I'm at the green. I would definitely not let a rapper selling 30,000 think he got and could flex on me. Sorry, buddy. I've been working in this game.
Ack might have been able to come out on top in most situations he'd found himself in up until then. But this time, he'd run into a master troll. In a Twitter war for the ages, Freddie labeled him a Teletubby and even sold merch which pictured him as one, as well as offering $5,000 to any woman who would openly admit to sleeping with him. Freddie also released some hilarious freestyles.
Niggas ain't f***ing with me.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Catch Academic, I'ma squeeze them titties.
And overall, it seemed like Freddie had the last laugh, and Ack even admitted this on No Jumper.
I had just moved into my crib, 8,000 square feet, so I'm like, wait, this guy think I'm in a basement stream? I'm like, yo, bro, I guarantee my crib bigger than your whole situation. So I'm talking I'm like, yo, post your tax returns. I show the whole world how broke you rappers are and what's really going on. And he was just like, yo, listen, man, you look like this little Teletubby in this meme that I'm gonna post. And everybody's like, that's way funny. And I'm like, fuck.
Besides, the hip-hop community had Freddie's back. Gibbs is respected worldwide. Who will remember Academics in 10 years? Nobody. The whole thing has made me love Freddie Gibbs even more. Even huge YouTubers like Anthony Fantano came out in defense of Freddie Gibbs.
Meanwhile, Freddie Gibbs' responses to everything DJ Academics is saying... Boy, shut the fuck up. You pay for sex. My son's room is bigger than your house, bitch. Stop it. I'm not Vic Mensa. I want proof that you didn't have oral sex with Tekashi, so on and so forth. So everything Freddie is saying to him.
But as he's proven time and time again, it's hard to keep Ack down. And eventually, he went on the offensive again, exposing Gibbs as having a cop for a dad.
His father is a police officer. I just want to paint the irony of this whole thing. A kid who grew up playing with his father's badge, handcuffs, police uniform, and gun, and also took allowance that came from his father's police salary, said, what should I do with all of these things at my disposal? He went to a fucking studio to make up a fake persona of being some type of gangster.
Since then, Freddie continued to issue threats, and at one point, he even claimed that he could have had academics killed. But Ack kept standing his ground, and wouldn't hesitate to go off on Freddie during one of his infamous Twitter rants. After Freddie had a messy split from his adult star slash baby mama Destiny, Ack used this to his full advantage, to the point that he maybe went a little far.
Freddie, what you didn't know and you're gonna hear her admit is that when she hit me up, which was about 4 months ago, your child was already 2 months cooking in that belly. When she appeared on Adam 22 Plug Talk, your child was a little bit more than baby batter at that point. That's Freddie Jr. in that gut. When she wanted to link with me, this might sound crazy, but I hope you understand the grace I have extended you. I would have been rubbing that belly. I bought a stethoscope off Amazon. I was going to have a stethoscope in my ear and have the joint on her gut.
Although everyone knew that he and Freddie hated each other, no one knew he would go that far and were pretty shocked by it. With one user commenting, academics most definitely going through all 7 levels of hell.
Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your
Stop it! They don't know your body, only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK. Cygnos.
For this one. But over the course of his career, Ack has proven that he doesn't take too kindly to threats. Just look at his years-long beef with Nicki Minaj. Back when Ack was still on Everyday Struggle in 2019, Ack critiqued Nicki pretty heavily for some of her antics, and came down on her for tracks like Megatron flopping. In response, she called him Joe Budden's sidekick during an interview with his former co-host. For a while, it seemed like Nicki was pretty unbothered, but suddenly, she slid into his DMs and let him have a piece of her mind, warning him to lay off in the process.
She said, you've been mad since I made a joke about you with Joe on my show. The people you rep will stop your job from being broke. I know too much about your family for you to be playing with me, you hoe-ass rat. Where you at now?
Y'all forgot about
it. She said, send your number. My husband wants to talk to you. If I were you, I'd send your number because you're going to make it worse.
As someone who wasn't yet a household name, academics was pretty happy to have the queen of rap come at him like this and said it reflected worse.
This is signs of a downward spiral. Remember she got at some journalist who criticized her, and eventually that journalist got fired. She got the right one. Like me, I like to keep it all the way public. This is how I came up, baby. Like, this is great. So she really just gave me content.
Since then, Ack has very rarely had any kind of word to say about Nicki Minaj. And after Nicki's husband was threatening Offset on her behalf, during the latest installment in her feud with Cardi B, Ack went all the way off.
I don't know nobody with a good story about Nicki. Nicki Minaj has continued to give a facade of her being a decent, nice person behind the scenes. For anybody who's had real interactions with her, they've realized that she doesn't see anybody as someone that she should respect. Definitely not as equals. Definitely not as someone that she can't control. And now, which is very sad, and this is why I'm so happy that she's being exposed, Nicki Minaj actually thinks that she's a gangsta bully. Nicki Minaj actually thinks that because she married a top-ranking blood member of some set, she could threaten and intimidate people with that guy. She tried to do it to me. He only knows what he knows. He don't know nothing about the music industry. He's a crash dummy. He's been crashed out multiple times before. It's the reason why he's on federal probation or parole.
With fighting talk like that, it's no wonder that some people have questioned if Ack is putting himself in serious danger by constantly getting lit off the henny and running his mouth.
You say you're a civilian, right? But yet, you telling niggas to pull up, right? You inviting niggas to drama. And you saying, when you get there, I ain't gonna do nothing to you. I'm just going to defend myself. But what if niggas actually pull up? And niggas actually pull up?
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home.
perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Pull out.
Well, as he proved during his beef with Meek Mill, Ak will also play the civilian card when it suits him. Academics canceled because he's a bad police and our culture don't need him, Meek tweeted in 2020. He also gassed a lot of beef that got people killed and hurt, and never donated a dollar to the culture. After Ak responded, saying that he wasn't in the position to cancel anyone, things escalated to the point that Meek basically implied that he was putting out a hit on him. But at this point, academics immediately alerted police.
Just stop snitching on yourself. Stop telling the world you're greenlighting people and just do what you have to do. When you say greenlighting, I send that to the police. I'm gonna be honest with you. Wait, Meek Mill just told me in front of the world I'm greenlit? Okay, here's the cops. Hey, Meek Mill, that's his account, that's his people. Did he say I'm greenlit? Are you dumb?
Since then, Meek has told academics to stop posting him. But in typical Ak fashion, he's completely ignored that request. While Meek was probably just sick of Ak's narrative on him, one rapper who's taken it a step further to the point that it may lead to the courtroom is Megan Thee Stallion. The saga all revolves around the Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion incident where he shot her in the foot at a party in Los Angeles. The whole thing has been covered pretty extensively, so I'm not gonna go into too much detail here, but the bottom line is that from the start, academics wasn't buying Meg's version of events. So once the proceedings got underway, Ak was fighting Tory's corner, quickly posting the news that the DNA evidence on the gun was inconclusive. Immediately, Meg fired back at academics and claimed that there was no possible way he could have this information. Court ain't even started yet, so why are y'all ready to start lying? I know some of y'all blogs on payroll, but please don't get sued trying to create a hate campaign. Be a real journalist and post facts. Clearly, the threat of a lawsuit did nothing to scare Ak off, who came right back at her. You've been living off a narrative, and it's sad you made it where if Tory don't go to jail, you don't win. Over time, he went from making it about the trial to going deeper about her career. At Thee Stallion, you literally signed to a dude, managed by a firm, and signed to another conglomerate. You don't own nothing you put out. You literally won all your awards off this you got shot storyline. Get your masters back, then holla. Hated by Megan's fans, and even shaded by her lawyer that labeled his actions as nothing more than the dishonest machinations of a desperate man, Ak has remained defiant whenever talk of the lawsuit came up. And if anything, he's gone even harder. Recently, when Megan claimed that her days of being promiscuous were over, he saw this as the perfect time to do an expose on her.
Tory knew you was... By the way, Tory felt you was easy. I'm not speaking for Tory. I'm speaking on everything I've heard about that situation. You was easy. It was flying to him. He never had to do nothing. He never had to inconvenience himself. He had to do, like, you left your team, flew on a private jet without security, anybody, to see him. You're paying tens of thousands to go see him, to get piped out at his spot. He's getting free. He's chilling. He don't care.
At the moment, Megan hasn't responded to the latest claims, and she probably doesn't even have to, because by ignoring them, it contributes to the idea that he only picks on women like this. Just look at what he had to say about SZA.
But SZA, let me give you the truth. This is the ether that's gonna make your fucking soul burn. I don't care how many albums you sell, double chin chick. You are just as fat as me. The doctors, the fucking surgeons can't fix you. The lip gloss, the fake teeth, it doesn't matter. You're just a fat mini Lizzo.
That was a completely unprovoked attack, and it only ended up when his favorite rapper, Drake, had to call him up to tell him to stop. Unfortunately, his GOAT wasn't around to stop him when he decided to get brave with women by screaming at his girlfriend about how he was the prize in a mall. Unsurprisingly, he caught major flack for that. Money can't unlame a lame. He would never keep that same energy if it was a man. Weak man. And recently, he only empowered the people with this opinion during his feud with Carisha and Saucy Santana. For months now, Ak has been involved with a woman known as Shy or Shy Glizzy. Since the outset, things have been pretty chaotic, with the girl that Ak allegedly issues a $30,000 a month allowance to regularly subtweeting him, or even posting some scandalous content about Ak on his own dedicated Discord server that got it temporarily taken down. According to him, things between himself and Shy came to a head when it was revealed that she'd stolen upwards upwards of $50,000 from various safes in his house. But when you made a lot of enemies and became a divisive figure online like Ak has, you're more likely to get mocked than receive any sort of empathy for what you've went through. And that's exactly how social media responded to him getting finessed. A late entry for Simp of the Year goes to Academics. Yet Cheyenne isn't the only love interest in Ak's life that's causing him problems these days. And some of the accusations being made could finally be what derails his career if there's any legitimacy to them. Speaking about an unnamed woman on a recent podcast, Ak opened up about a girl who was allegedly unfaithful when Ak was in the house.
I'm shaming her now. I'm shaming her. I said, yo, I'm gonna keep it a bean with you, bro. And you came to my house and had two niggas just fuck you raw. I ain't seen no condom, no none. I said, yo, you should go get tested, man. Like, you done. I said, that's wild, yo. You should go get tested, bro. From that moment, the denial shifted and she kept like trying to like pivot on the denial to, yo, nah, send me the video. Yo, I'm pretty sure I didn't fuck him. And I'm like, bro, you fucked him. And she was like, no, look again. And now I'm getting super tight because I'm like, bro, I'm not about to watch this video of you getting fucked, my like, it's on my surveillance. Like, bro, like, I was fucking with you. Like, what, you want me to watch the video of you getting fucked?
Unfortunately for Ak, opening up about the situation might have been a major misstep. Not willing to let him get his narrative out there unchallenged, Zia Abash, known on Instagram as Miss Zia, took her account and told her side, and suddenly the whole story had a more sinister side to it.
I look crazy right now, but I'm not gonna stand here and let this man continue to lie about me. That's not what happened, Academics. You know that that's not what happened. And for you to pretend that you didn't do anything, for you to pretend that you didn't do anything, that I just went to your house and I'm just some thought, like we didn't know each other for 2 years. You tried to save yourself after your friends assaulted me. Whether or not you got drunk or not, I know that when you woke up, you were on top of me too. You me too, and a kit was done. You know what? I'm gonna come back with my own story. This what you wanted, you're about to get it. I've been quiet for way too long.
The minute that she said that, it's like the floodgates were open and suddenly Ak was getting hit on all sides by accusation. Within days, 17-year-old girls were posting the receipts of DMs from Ak, accusing him of grooming them by waiting until they turned 18 to fly them out. In the meantime, old clips have also resurfaced, which show that Ak wasn't quite as phased about the legal age of consent as he should have been.
And to keep it real, if you think about it in the bigger scheme of things, there's not much difference between a 20 or a 17 or a 21 and a 17. Just kind of mean one's a minor and one's not a minor.
In any situation, that clip resurfacing wouldn't be a good look. But when there's already a whole host of people who'd love to see you fall, and there's people chattering about you being a creep, it's really not going to help your case. Considering how despised he is, it's no surprise that some of his old enemies like Freddie Gibbs have rushed in to twist the knife. At Academics, quiet as a church mouse today. Happy New Year, you R-word as bitch. I'ma come to court to slap you. In typical Ak fashion, he's still getting in disputes with artists even as all this was going down. Because when he caught Metro Boomin liking a tweet which celebrated all of his ongoing issues, he responded in his usual combative way.
You've been crying like a hoe behind the scenes talking all type of shit. You a pillow talker for the max. I get on 10 with you all day. What's up? You won't respond to me at all. Last time I posted you 20 times on my page, you was crying, bawling. If Savage wasn't cool with you, I'd have been on you for, I would have been violated you every single day. Go mourn in peace, little. Don't take what I got going on for weakness. I'll be on everybody.
Knowing that he can rely on his streaming audience who hang on his every word, Ak has made it clear that if he's going down, he's going down swinging, and that he won't give his haters the satisfaction of going quietly.
I'm crime free, charge free, SDD free, but I will tell you this, I am not hater free. There's been numerous individuals who probably have felt certain ways about me over the years that they could never come at me themselves. They're going to latch on to any false narrative. They've been waiting. They've tried before.
Whether or not anything sticks, it's clear by now that it'll take nothing less than a literal criminal conviction to stop Ak from hopping onto his gaming chair and speaking to his global audience. Because even though he'll never be beloved, hip-hop fans see him as a necessary evil, and that they'll tune into his videos if there's an interesting topic or they want to hear his latest drunken rant. And when he's beefing with another MC, or those situations where he becomes the news rather than reporting it, those viewing figures are only going to keep shooting up even higher.